KXSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An appeals court in Georgia granting a request by Donald Trump's attorneys to review a decision by the judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case. It centers around a ruling allowing DA Fani Willis to remain on the case if the prosecutor she had a relationship with quit. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The appellate court has agreed to take up the matter. They haven't, agreed to any decision, but they've at least agreed to take it up, which is yet one more delay for a case that still does not have a date to start trial.
Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow, with Stormy Daniels expected to take the stand again. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirming the U.S. has hit the pause button on some bomb shipments to Israel at the Senate hearing. Austin says while the Pentagon reviews Israel's plans for a military operation in Rafah. And severe storms on the march across the Midwest and South again today. Parts of Missouri, Illinois, and Kentucky remain under tornado watches. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today announcing a huge expansion of Microsoft's footprint in Racine County. But Biden has work to do with Democrats on his support for the Israeli war in Gaza.
Remember, looking back to the primaries in Wisconsin and Michigan, we saw those protest votes over this issue when it comes to President Biden. That is a huge warning sign for the president in these critical battleground states where a few thousand votes, as we saw last election, could really decide it all.
Reporter Rachel Scott in Washington. Wisconsin is getting almost $18 million from Washington to fight fentanyl and opioid abuse. Senator Tammy Baldwin chairs a key appropriations subcommittee. She says communities on the front lines need resources to fight the epidemic. The money comes from the state opioid response grant program. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Homes were evacuated, and Oshkosh police asked drivers to avoid Highway 91 between Oakwood Road and Global Parkway when a tanker truck carrying ethanol rolled over this morning. Oshkosh police say the accident happened just before 2 a.m. No one was injured in the crash. Police don't believe that the tanker truck was leaking, but they evacuated homes just to be safe. The Menasha Police Department wants to hire more officers due to an increase in population and the number of calls. To do so will require a referendum asking taxpayers for an extra 73 cents per $1,000 on property valuation. That works out to an extra $114 per year for the average home value. The city's administrative committee is reaching out to the Department of Revenue for more information. They'll address the issue at the August 5th meeting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A 6-5 win in Kansas City over the Royals. Top of the ninth, the Crew down 5-3. The Royals fans daring Adames to be the hero. Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the win.
Willie is telling the fans he's going to do it. The group of fans right by the on-deck circle. Willie is announcing to them, if I get up there, we're going to take the lead. He's announcing it to him over and over, and they're playing back and forth to each other. Gary walks. He turns back to me. He goes, watch this. Bam.
You're being serious?
I'm being dead serious. That's what he did. It's amazing. No, it was unbelievable. I watched this, and I'm looking at Ricky, and I'm looking back at him, and he's carrying on with him during Gary's at-bat. And he's telling them, and they're all Kansas City fans, and he's telling them, one more ball. It was a 3-0 pitch, and then 3-1. And he goes, one more. And he turned back to him, and he goes, here we go. Watch this. Went up there. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bright and beautiful today. Under mostly sunny skies, high temperatures will flirt with 70 degrees. Becoming breezy tonight with a chance of a few spotty showers. Clouds will thicken and they'll hang out with us tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, State Assembly Rep Robin Vining is our guest on our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, as always on the board. It is Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. Mr. Zommers, it is
Pump Day.
There you go. Joining us from Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, as per usual on Wednesdays, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trigvi Olson, and I believe Pat Kreitlow will be along in a bit as well. But first of all, we want to get you right down to Sturtevant, Wisconsin, just out of outside of Racine, at the Gateway Technical College iMet Center, where President Biden is visiting. His remarks got underway about 3 or 4 minutes ago, just during the news. So we're bringing this to you at about a three-minute delay or so. Mr. Zommers is going to start it from the top, so let's go now just a little bit after live to the iMet Center at the Gateway Technical College in Sturtevant, where President Biden is beginning his remarks.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello, Wisconsin. Nick, thanks for that introduction. Look, before I get started, I want to set the record straight. Please sit down. I went to a Catholic high school in Delaware, taught by the Norbertine priest from St. Norbert's College. A little team called Green Bay. Now, here's the deal. We were the only high school in Delaware that overwhelmingly rooted for Green Bay. Not a joke, I'll tell you why. Every single Sunday. Not only did they have great teams at the time, I still do, but not only that, my theology professor at the Catholic school I went to was a guy named Riley, last name, and he had been drafted by the Green Bay Packers, and he decided to become a priest before that, so he didn't go. But every single solitary Monday that Green Bay won, we got the last period of the day off. Now, we Catholics call that indirect bribery, but it worked. It's always great to be with one of the best governors in America, Tony Evers. I think of Tony, I mean it. I think of one word, integrity. You're a man of absolute integrity. And what I'm really doing, I'm really auditioning for a job with a little company that's going to build something out here. Thank you for the comments you made about what we're doing together. Well, look, while she couldn't be here,
I want to thank one of the best U.S. senators in the United States of America, and a good friend of mine, Tammy Baldwin. You also got a great mayor in Racine, Corey Mason. Brad Smith, President of Microsoft, thank you for your partnership, for showing how we get things done and big things done in America. And thank you for your friendship. I really mean it. Liz Schuller, President of LCI, thank you for all you do for the benefit of the American Union movement. I got called the most pro-union president in American history. I make no apologies for it. I'm serious. Middle class built America, but unions built the middle class. I've been saying that for a long time. Folks, I'm here to talk about a great comeback story in America. I'm sure you remember, Racine was once a manufacturing boomtown all the way through the 1960s. Power companies invented and manufacturing Windex, portable vacuum cleaners, and so much more, and powered by middle-class jobs. And then came trickle-down economics, cut taxes for the very wealthy and the biggest corporations, again in the 60s. We shipped American jobs overseas because labor was cheaper. We slashed public investment in education and innovation. And the result, we hollowed out the middle class. My predecessor and his administration doubled down on that failed trickle-down economics, along with the trial of broken promises. Look, my dad used to have an expression. He said, Joey, John, I mean it sincerely. My dad was a well-read man, never got to go to college, but he was a good man all across the board. And he'd say, Joe, remember, a job's a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your integrity. It's about your dignity. It's about being treated with respect. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, everything's going to be okay. In fact, 6 years ago, when my predecessor came to Racine with the promise of, quote, reclaiming our country's proud manufacturing legacy. Well, we had infrastructure day every week for 4 years, didn't build a damn thing. He and the administration promised a $10 billion investment by Foxconn to build a new manufacturing complex, create 13,000 new jobs. In fact, he came here with your Senator Ron Johnson, literally holding a golden shovel, promising to build the eighth wonder of the world. Are you kidding me? Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it. Look, they didn't shovel other dirt. They did shovel some dirt. 100 homes were bulldozed. They wasted hundreds of millions of dollars, your state and local tax dollars, to promise a project that never happened. Foxconn turned out to be just that, a con. Go figure. In just 4 years under his administration, instead of creating 13,000 jobs in Racine, my predecessor and 1,000 manufacturing jobs, rather than creating them, 1,000 manufacturing jobs left Racine. 83,500 total jobs left Wisconsin during my predecessor's term. But that's not on my watch. We're determined to turn it around. Thus far, since we've come to office, we've created and with the governor's overwhelming leadership, we've created over 178,000 jobs in Wisconsin, and we're going to create more here in Racine, and big time. Some of my friends on the far right have criticized my investing in America agenda, which includes my bipartisan infrastructure law, the CHIPS and Science Act, and the Inflation Reduction Act. A lot of business leaders support it as a key to economic growth that we're seeing now. Remember here, you're going to hear a recession next week, no soft landing. Well, in fact, I've asked business leaders like Brad a simple question. When the United States decides to invest considerable resources in a new industry that we need to build, does that encourage or discourage them engaging? The answer overwhelmingly is it encourages business investment. And that's what we're seeing now with our administration. My Investing in America agenda is fueling historic boom in rebuilding our roads and bridges, developing and deploying clean energy, revitalizing American manufacturing, and so much more. So far, we've created $866 billion in private sector investment nationwide, almost $1 trillion. Historic amounts, such a short time. Now, it's literally creating hundreds of thousands of jobs, building new semiconductor factories, electric vehicles and battery factories, and so much more, here, all here in America. Today, it's another example of the private sector optimism. Microsoft, as the President already pointed out, is investing $3.3 billion to build a new data center here in Racine. That's going to help operate one of the most powerful artificial intelligence systems in the world, and I've gone around the world, literally, not figuratively, meeting with the leading architects of AI. It's going to result in 2,300 union construction jobs just to build a new facility. And 2,000 permanent workers to work in the data centers. In addition, we're also providing a pipeline to train these new jobs. A pipeline that starts right here at this very spot. Microsoft is partnering with Gateway Technical Community College right here to train and certify 200 students a year to fill high-demand, good-paying jobs in data and IT at Microsoft's new AI data center here in Racine. But that's not all. In addition, Microsoft is continuing a pipeline going to high schools in nearby Mount Pleasant to train high school students for jobs of the future. As the boss pointed out, it's going to create 100,000 jobs over time. It's all part of Microsoft's broad plan to build an artificial intelligence ecosystem right here in Racine. And it's going to be transformative, not here, just here, but worldwide. It's not only significant investment in infrastructure in Racine, but for the people of Racine. It means folks are getting trained. Folks are getting trained in new, high-paying, high-skilled jobs that don't require a four-year college degree and don't require you to leave home. You know, where I come from, that really matters. I know what it's like when your parents have to move the family in search of work because there's no jobs. What it does to the family's dignity. My wife, Jill, who teaches full-time at a community college, cares a lot about this as well. Last year, she announced our first 5 workforce hub sites to build a pipeline of workers and industries that create the new hometowns. They're creating new hometowns in Phoenix, Baltimore, Columbus, Ohio, Augusta, Georgia, building everything from semiconductors to electric vehicles. Last month, I announced 4 new hubs to continue to train workers for the jobs of the future, one of which is in Milwaukee, that trains workers to help replace every poisonous lead pipe in America in a decade and funded by the infrastructure law. And by the way, Buy America has been the law of the land since the 30s, but it's been ignored by most administrations. Past administrations, including my predecessor, failed to buy America. Not anymore. Here's how it works.
And we've been listening to or continue to listen to the speech by President Joe Biden in Racine, Wisconsin, technically in Sturtevant. He is currently at the Gateway Technical College at the iMet Center in Sturtevant, where you have to pause for a short break, do some business here, about a minute long or so. We are pausing the speech here technically, so we will be able to hear it in its entirety. We'll come back on the other side with the conclusion of President Biden's speech. This special coverage from Racine is the Tyler Ball Show for Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes.
That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back to special coverage of President Joe Biden's visit to Racine, Wisconsin, the Racine area in Sturtevant, technically at the Gateway Technical College at the IMET Center. We are going to pick up and conclude his special remarks here in the Racine area. Come back with Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kreitlow for analysis on the other side. Let's rejoin the speech by President Biden in Racine.
Not anymore. Here's how it works. When the Congress sends something to the president, to build something, whether it's a road, a highway, a deck of an aircraft carrier, whatever it is, that president, back from law that's passed in the 30s, is supposed to hire American workers to build it and use American products. Well, on my watch and Tammy's leadership, federal projects like the Blatnik Bridge here in Wisconsin, it's going to cost $1 billion. But it's called all American made, all American products, and all American work, and it's going to create 10,000 new jobs. 10,000. In addition to roads and highways and so much more, will be made with American products, built by American workers, creating good paying American jobs. What's happening in Racine is really important for another reason. We'll see more technical community colleges, technical changes needed in the next 10 years than we saw in the last 50. AI is already driving that change in every part of American life, from how we teach and learn to how we solve the biggest challenges, from curing cancer to climate change. America is a global leader in AI, and American companies lead the world in AI innovation in a lot of what we're going to see here in Racine. Because of our initiatives, American workers will power that innovation here in America. But look, to get the full benefit of all these safeguards, we need safeguards. That's why, as the President pointed out, I signed the landmark executive order on which the most significant action any government has taken anywhere in the world has ever taken for AI safety, security, and trust. This order helps make sure workers have a seat at the table in determining how these technologies are developed and used. For real. And we'll support workers in every industry by defending the right to a fair wage to organize as these technologies emerge across the board. And they're going to happen. Folks, during the previous administration, my predecessor made promises which he broke more than kept, left a lot of people behind in communities like Racine. On my watch, we make promises and we keep promises. And we leave no one behind. Since I took office, we've added nearly 4,000 jobs in Racine. As I said earlier, we've added 178,000 in the state of Wisconsin. The unemployment rate has hit a record low in Racine. Racine has seen some of the strongest new business growth in all of Wisconsin. And it's only just beginning. We're seeing a great American comeback story all across Wisconsin, and quite frankly, the entire country. The bottom line is, we're doing what's always worked in this country, giving people a fair shot, leaving nobody behind, and grow the economy in the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. When that happens, everybody does well. Everybody does well. Let me close with this. When folks see a new factory being built here in Wisconsin, people going to work making a really good wage in their hometowns, I hope they feel the pride that I feel. Pride in their hometowns making a comeback. Pride in knowing we can get big things done in America still. And folks, I've never been more optimistic, and I've only been around a couple years, I know. I know I don't look it, but I'm 40 plus two type line man. Well, I've never more, I swear to God, I've never been more optimistic about our future. We just have to remember who in hell we are. We're the United States of America, and there's nothing beyond our capacity when we work together. Nothing. I mean that. Nothing. The rest of the world looks to us. So keep it going. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
President Joe Biden at the Gateway Technical College IMET Center, technically in Sturtevant, Wisconsin, just outside of the city limits of Racine. We welcome in our panel as per usual on a Wednesday. Trygve Olson, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, formerly a Republican like myself, now in the nation's capital, and joining us from beautiful Lake Wissota, the host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8, Pat Kreitlow. Pat, I know you have a hard out here at the bottom of the hour, so I'll give you first shot at it. What was your takeaway at the president's remarks today in Racine?
We have been talking for some time about the need for the president and his campaign to toot their own horn a bit more, that the economy is doing better than, you know, the naysayers, but that this president was not doing enough. You see he's now doing that, and he has a very specific example here, not just in what's been created, but in what was not created, pointing out in his own words, Foxconn turned out to be a con. And he's got to make the case that this job growth is not job growth off the bottom of the pandemic. This is job growth, you know, comparing apples to apples that he's had that Trump hasn't right here in Wisconsin. So it was, as we talked about on Up North News Radio this morning, a real difference. You can see the difference between what Trump and his party was trying to promise for the Foxconn area versus what Biden and Microsoft and others are actually delivering.
And I think it's worth pointing out, and you were the legislature for a term in the state Senate, what we're really doing here, not we, but Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers continue to go around the state and clean up the messes of Scott Walker and Donald Trump. You saw this with Foxconn in southeast Wisconsin. We saw it up north with the mining legislation that gutted the mining regulations but came up with no jobs. This is not new, Pat.
No, it's not new at all. It's depressingly familiar as we keep trying to get that word out to folks that, you know, be careful what people are promising you or the naysaying that they're doing. Look at the actual work. Look at the actual record. And you'll see a very productive past 4 years. And the last thing we need to do is go backwards to people who were, you know, promising us basically the economic development equivalent of snake oil.
Trygve Olson, going to come back with you on the other side of the break. About a minute and a half left here in this segment. Your old Badger Boy State colleague, Scott Walker, continued to make promises in Racine he couldn't keep. Was that something he did back in Badger Boy State? And thank God we got Joe Biden now to clean it up.
You know, I don't know what kind of promises he was making at Badger Boy State, other than that he was planning to run for higher office someday and beyond Badger Boy State.
I think you're absolutely right. But
I mean, here's the thing. I thought Biden's speech, you know, Joe Biden is never going to be compared to Barack Obama or Ronald Reagan on the stump. But from a substance standpoint and trying to achieve the objectives he was trying to achieve, I think, you know, it was a strong speech, right? Like when I think of Racine, I don't think of Microsoft and high tech.
It's awesome.
Will.
Yeah, you will. You will, thanks to this investment here in southeast Wisconsin. And he started off the Green Bay Packers. And according to our reporter, Stuart J. Waddles, Mark Murphy was there. Was at this event, apparently.
Was he?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So there you go.
Pretty interesting.
Some insider news.
It was good to name drop that, like name drop Green Bay. And he name dropped the Microsoft president name dropped getting steel from the Wausau area and chillers from the La Crosse area. And make it sound like a fully Wisconsin investment, because it is. We're all going to reap the benefits.
Nobody is more Wisconsin than Pat Kreitlow. Join him every morning, 6 to 8, for Up North News Radio. Thank you, Patrick. We appreciate you. Back with Trygve on the other side.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you midday on a Wednesday.
The latest crop progress and condition report from USDA says nearly a quarter of Wisconsin farmers are done planting corn and soybeans, and some growers are seeing the crop come out of the ground already in southern parts of Wisconsin. Not only are eyes on the field this time of year, but they're also on the strawberry patch. Danielle Clark of Mayberry Farms in Dodge County says her strawberry plants are going to flower soon, but there's still a lot of time before strawberry season in June for Mother Nature to throw a curveball.
So we're set to flower this sometime this week. So, you know, we're really hitting that mid-June target is what we typically say. Strawberry season is June. June is berry month here at Mayberry Farms, we say, but, you know, all over the state with other berry farms. We're bracing for whatever Mother Nature is going to throw at us in that next month because we just never know. But hopefully, as we always say, it's going to be our best one yet.
Danielle Clark along with us from Mayberry Farms in Mayville, Wisconsin, where they grow 12 acres of strawberries. Stick around for a look at your midday commodity markets coming up.
Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Because farmers are really getting bombarded with, you know, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebulous. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org.
Wednesday from Chicago, cash corn is trading down 7 cents at $4.60 a bushel. December new crop corn is down 6 1/4 at $4.82 1/4. Cash soybeans are trading down 3 3/4 cents at $12.42 3/4. November new crop beans are down 4 1/2 at $12.23 1/2. And July new crop wheat is trading down 11 1/4 cents at $6.31 1/2. Prices are moving in the other direction for the Class 3 milk contracts. The June contract is up 24 cents at $19.67 a hundredweight. The July contract is trading up 20 cents at $19.46. And looking ahead to the August Class 3 milk contract, that's up 22 cents at $19.44. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bright and beautiful today under mostly sunny skies. High temperatures will flirt with 70 degrees. Becoming breezy tonight with a chance of a few spotty showers. Clouds will thicken and they'll hang out with us tomorrow too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Whether upsizing, downsizing.
Crude and Dom.
Joe Biden in Racine, Wisconsin. Crudy's there. He's going to bring you all the coverage on the Devil's Advocates. Tune in 3 to 6. Devil's
Somebody
Advocates.
Help. My house? It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
3, 2, 1,
get up, get out of here, go!
Back at the track, gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up!
Today, the crew takes on the Kansas City Royals at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.
This is gone! Two-run home run, Gary Sanchez.
High drive! Deep right! Where's it gonna land?
Now, it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On a cloudy but pleasant day with dry conditions, it is the Brewers and the Royals to wrap up this three-game series in Kansas City. Hello, everybody, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you after that thriller of a come-from-behind victory last night for the crew. This series tied at a game apiece. So we've got the rubber match this afternoon. Brewers looking for a 500 road trip if they can pull off a victory here today at Kauffman Stadium as well. Brewers will hand the ball to right-hander Joe Ross, who got this road trip started off on the right foot in Chicago with a win last Friday. And for Kansas City, it's their former first-round pick, Brady Singer, who's off to a very good start here in 2024. Brewers and the Royals, final game of this series as we get started with the On Deck Show built by Menards. We'll talk to Josh when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Now Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from Kauffman Stadium here in Kansas City, Missouri. Brewers and Royals getting set for the final game of this three-game series. It's been quite a series so far, Josh. It's seen some twists and turns. Brewers came out on top last night, though, and maybe the most thrilling victory of the season to date.
Yeah, no question. Lane, and how about the series in two games? The teams are 8-8, so totally even runs. The hits are 17-16, pretty much even in hits. It's just been one of those nip and tuck. You know it's going to be decided by probably one pitch or one big swing kind of series. And it was the Brewers that got that big swing last night from Willy Adames in the ninth inning. Thus, they got a chance to win this set here today.
Joe Ross gets the ball today for the Brewers. And he's had a little bit of an up and down year, but more up than down. The overall numbers probably don't do justice to some of the starts he's given the Brewers over the course of this year. This feels like a decent matchup for him. This is a ballpark that plays big. He's done a good job anyway of keeping the ball in the yard. Hopefully that Brewers defense can get to work behind him and he can get a lot of balls on the ground.
Well, and I thought his best start of the year was his last one at Wrigley on Friday. That's how this road trip began. Remember, he gave up just one run in six innings. So, and the biggest thing, too, he didn't walk anybody in that game. He went right after the Cubs. I expect him to attack these Kansas City hitters here this afternoon as well.
He was noticeably more aggressive against that Cubs lineup than he had been against the Yankees in his previous start. Understandably so. That Yankees lineup is a very good one, of course, in New York. Brewers and the Royals wrapping up this three-game series. It also wraps up this six-game road trip. Brewers trying to make it a 500 road trip if they can win the game and the series here this afternoon. We've got more of the On Deck Show built by Menards headed your way. When we return, I'll sit down with the manager, Pat Murphy. We'll talk about that thrilling home run from Willy Adames in the ninth inning of last night's game number two. That's after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
No matter where you're headed, Sitco is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Sitco, you're good to go.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, the Pat Murphy Show, brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, a really exciting finish to that game last night. And we've talked so many times about in these close games having the tying run up or the winning run at the plate. And it doesn't always work out for you, but when you keep putting yourself in position like that, a night like last night happens.
It was exciting. You know, a real credit to our players. Two outs, nobody on, one pitch away from the game being over. Everybody in the stands are standing up, clapping for their hometown team. And William goes to two strikes and hits a hard ground ball down the third baseline and hits a double. And then, Sanchez draws a walk. And Adames, as he predicted to the fans in the on-deck circle, don't start cheering too soon. I'm going to do something special. Anyway, he went up and does it. And then McGill comes in and closes the door. And, yeah, that's exciting way for it to end. But like you said, you got to be in that position to make those things happen. And we've stayed pretty close. The guys are competing. And I'm proud of him.
You know, the Willie
swing is what is going to generate the headlines, and deservedly so. But you talked about it. The William at bat, I mean, you're down to your last strike, and there doesn't feel like a lot of hope in that moment. And everything changed with that swing. All of a sudden, you could just feel the dugout kind of lift up a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's like one of those things, like which one of the, when you're a woodpecker, which peck, you know, creates the hole. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just constant, just stay after it, keep pecking away. And it was the last pitch of the game that William kept it alive. And then Sanchez won some pitches, drew a walk, and then Adames hits the big homer. And again, that's the lesson to be learned.
Murph, we saw Trevor McGill get to a different level at the end of last season, and it feels like he just picked up right where he left off, maybe even better. I mean, he's throwing strikes at an incredible clip, and when a guy with that kind of stuff is throwing strikes, good things happen. And that was a dominating inning, I thought, in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, he's been pretty darn good all month. He did battle the concussion, but then after that, he's still been tremendous. And, you know, he's due for a hiccup here at some point, but, you know, that's what happens. These are the best in the world, and, you know, they make mistakes, and they don't have their best stuff every night, and the guys they're competing with are the best in the world. So we're playing a very good ball club here in Kansas City, and, yeah, we look forward to competing again.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 60 months when you order by May 10th. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 5/10/2024.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes, and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Back with you in the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Brewers and Royals, finishing up this three-game series. We're chatting with Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It is brought to you by Concordia University. A big lift last night with the win. Another lift today. Christian Yelich being activated and in the lineup.
Yeah, it's great to have Christian back. He's a special piece of us, as we all know, and has been a special piece of the Brewers era here that has been so successful. And he's the right guy, you know. And a lot of people, you know, are saying, wow, he doesn't have a rehab assignment. He's just taking a month off and he's just coming back in there. But that's the type of pro he is. His time, he feels like he can get his timing pretty quick. And yeah, I think you'll see him. If nothing else, he's going to help get the guy behind him better pitches, or the guy in front of him better pitches, for sure. It's great to have him back.
Finally, Murph, this has been a tradition for the Brewers for a few years now, and you have a Navy SEAL and his son, Chief Warrant Officer Dennis Stone and his son Eric, and they've been with you on this entire trip. It is such a cool thing to see them interacting with the team in the clubhouse and being a part of things. Clearly, everybody has so much respect for what he's done. and what he's sacrificed. And for him to be able to be around with his son and check out what it's like to be on the road in the big leagues is a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it is for him, but for us, it's great. I mean, he's a super guy, humble, and everybody knows what the Navy SEALs are about and what they represent and what they go through. And sometimes you can draw some parallels to your preparation and planning and things like that. And he's just a great representative. And to have him around us and have this tradition with the Brewers where we're bringing in these people, we're building relationships with these guys. I still talk to a couple other guys that were here in years past, and it's just, I think it's a wonderful thing that we do, and what an opportunity for our players.
Murph, good luck today.
Thank you.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
I'm Ben Juick with Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. The crew is winning ball games here in Milwaukee and around the country. Our team stands ready to help your organization win across North America. Powered by Coakley Connect, our revolutionary facilities management platform, the Coakley crew supports clients across the country manage their real estate portfolio, offering facility-focused products and services, interior design, construction, new furniture, installation, and move management. We'll help you create and manage interior environments that drive your teams forward. Visit CoakleyBrothers.com and hit a home run.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
George, you just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret?
Hold on, George. Folks. Let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long, so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb. Our kitchen is always cooking.
Sun is peeking through the clouds. We had some heavy rain very early this morning here in Kansas City, but good news. Should be absolutely beautiful for game time at Kauffman Stadium. Brewers and Royals in a rubber match. It's the On Deck Show, built by Menards, and time for the injury report presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Well, you just heard Pat Murphy tell Lane, Christian Yelich is back. Because of his back, he missed the previous 23 games. We haven't seen Yelich since the Baltimore series. So it's been about a month. He's going to bat third today. I'll get you the full starting lineups in a few minutes. He'll be the DH as well. And it's one of those games where you're kind of easing him back in. So he will not have to play the outfield today, but he is in that lineup for the crew. The corresponding roster move, Tyler Black got optioned back to AAA. He ended up getting into 7 games in his first major league stint, batted .227. And Black is going to go back and play every day, you figure, for the Nashville Sounds. Let's move on to the keys to the game presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Well, my key is to get something out of Christian Yelich. That what a boost it would be if Yelich got a hit or two here today for a lineup that has sorely missed him. No question about that over the last few weeks. Let's see Yelich come back and look like Christian Yelich here today. If he does, I think the Brewers have a great chance of getting to the tough right-hander Brady Singer. When we come back to the On Deck Show built by Menards, you're going to hear it from the horse's mouth. How did that called shot come to be from Willy Adames in the ninth inning last night? He addressed the media and told the story about what happened with the fans standing behind him in the on-deck circle before the game-winning home run. And you're going to hear what Willy said to them and how it all went down when we come back. It's been a national story this morning, so we'll revisit it next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, are you looking for a career that offers more opportunities? Find out why Schneider stands above the others. In addition to offering the widest selection of home time options, Schneider's safety focus protects drivers. From advanced safety technology on all trucks to giving drivers complete control to determine when it's safe to drive, Schneider delivers. New to trucking? Schneider offers company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options to help you get started. Join a carrier that makes your safety its priority. Search driving jobs near you at SchneiderJobs.com.
Hey, Milwaukee, are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at WIBiofuels.org.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. It's a rubber match between the Brewers and the Royals this afternoon at the K. In case you missed it, late last night, it was one of the great comebacks for the Brewers. Down by two. With two out and nobody on in the ninth inning, William Contreras doubled. Then after a walk to Gary Sanchez, Willy Adames came to the plate, and here was Lane on the call.
Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, hammered out to left. Back goes Hampson at the track. Wall! Goal! Willy Adames flips this game on its head. The Brewers take a 6-5 lead in the ninth.
It led to a come-from-behind 6-5 win, and the Brewers snapping that three-game skid with authority. After the game, the story came out of what was going on leading up to that home run that Willy Adames hit. He explained the situation where he was getting into some good-natured jabbing with some fans sitting right by the on-deck circle. Here was Willie after the game in a story that's become nationally known.
You know, we were talking the whole game. They were talking. They were being friendly, and, you know, I was just having a good time with them. And they were like, oh, we want Willie. And I went close to them, and I was like, are you sure you want me? And they were like, yeah, we want you to hit a three-run homer. And I was like, I bet. Let me do it. If Gary take a wall, I'm going. And then I hit it, and I was like, oh my God, that was the coolest thing I ever done, like I ever experienced in my life. And, you know, we had a good time. Then I signed a couple balls for them, and, you know, we had a great time.
It sounds like, I mean, sometimes that can be nasty, the interactions. This one sounds like it's
pretty hard. Yeah, sometimes, you know, fans, they could be very hard. But, you know, these guys here, they were amazing. You know, they were having a good time. And obviously, you know, we were chatting there through, you know, all my at-bats, we were chatting. And then the last one was obviously the more fun one.
Their reaction, I mean, they were like cheering. They were fired up for you.
Oh, yeah,
and they're
yeah.
Royals fans.
Oh, no. They told me they want me to hit a three-run homer. They say that would be the best. And I was like, I bet. I got you. I got you. And then they were, you know, they were. I think that it was, for me, too, it was just a great experience. Obviously, you know, you don't really get that a lot when it's like fans from the other team. So, like, it was a really cool experience to, you know, to see that from them. I mean, that was very, like, for me, it was just, you know, I have a lot of respect for them, you know. Obviously, you go to other cities, it would be hard on you. But these guys were amazing.
Have you ever called a homer like that before?
Not, you know, talking to the fans, but sometimes we, I mean, I feel like we always try to call them, but not always go to your way.
What a job your guys in front of you did just to get you that opportunity.
You got to give them all the credit. I mean, Williams had an amazing at-bat. You know, he ended up getting a double, and then Gary taking a walk in 2 outs. It's like, it's impressive, you know. That tells you that we never give up. You know, we always battling, and they did an amazing job, you know, in front of me. Just trying to get it in a scoring position for me.
Willy Adames explaining the circumstances behind his game-winning called shot home run last night. When we come back to Kansas City and the On Deck Show built by Menards, I'll get to the starting lineups here for the series rubber match. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Battleground, purple.